everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Peeper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Welcome back. Sharp triple-digit gains quickly moved into the lean hog complex here on Friday, while feeder cattle futures posted late morning losses, with traders backing away from the complex before the month's end. December corn futures about 2 cents lower, the Dow Jones is 4 points lower, while NASDAQ is up 40 points. In live cattle, futures were mixed in a narrow trading range here on Friday, with nearby contracts focused on the overall lack of direction in beef values over the last couple of days, while the support in cash cattle trade seems to have been able to keep nearby traders slightly optimistic. Cash cattle activity started to develop today in the north, with light dress trade taking place at $172 per hundredweight. This was steady with Thursday's trade, but was $1 to $2 per hundredweight higher than last week's levels. In feeder cattle, early mixed trade continued to lack underlying buyer support throughout the end of the week here, with prices 50 cents to $1.50 per hundredweight lower, with traders trying to make their final adjustments here at the end of the month prior to the market close. October and November futures remained lightly traded with 30 to 50 cent losses, while triple-digit losses quickly moved into the deferred contracts. Grain futures were mixed to mostly a little weaker today, reined in by position squaring ahead of today's USDA reports. Juggling was featured in other markets as well, as money managers made their adjustments for quarterly statements. Corn prices today tried to turn higher after a light sell-off into the first hour of trading in Europe. December futures carved out a wedge for the month of September and set up the potential for a breakout to confirm harvest lows in October. Soybeans were lower after they broke at the end of trading in Asia, as markets in China closed for National Day and Golden Week holidays that run through all of next week. Wheat prices were narrowly mixed today. Soft red winter wheat futures broke at the start of the overnight session and slowly attempted to recover. Both winter wheat contracts pulled back from chart resistance, while Minneapolis tried to set up a breakout for its bull flag. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.